The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Chesterfield County Public Schools is hosting a virtual critical needs teacher job fair next Saturday, March 2nd. Those interested in attending must submit an application before midnight next Wednesday, February 28th, according to WRIC. The school system is interested in applicants who are qualified in most subjects like math, biology, ESL, and elementary education. Those interested can go to the Chesterfield School's employment page at schooljobs.com/careers/Chesterfield Schools with the keyword fair. Cameras are being installed at Richmond school zones to help curb speeding. Starting March 18th, school zone speeders will receive citations in the mail where a $50 civil penalty will apply during the first 30 days. For violations 30 days after the first violation, there is a $100 penalty. As VPM News previously reported, Linwood Holton Elementary School and Patrick Henry School of Science and Arts are currently piloting the program. The cameras will be active between the hours of 7:15 to 9:15 a.m. and 2:15 to 4:15 p.m. Hanover County administrators introduced their budget priorities for the upcoming fiscal year this week. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has the story.
Of Hanover's $760 million budget for 2025, about half of it will go towards public safety and education. The county intends to increase staffing in its schools and emergency services, as well as make long-term investments towards its elementary schools and safety facilities. County Administrator John Badeski said Hanover also aims to raise staff salaries by 4% across departments countywide.
We also want to make sure that we're taking care of those that provide those services. This budget is responsive to those employees that work tirelessly each and every day on both the government side and on our public school side.
The county also plans to improve its parks, roads, and residential services, according to Badeski, all while maintaining the county's low tax rates. Residents will have several opportunities to contribute to the county's budget before its eventual adoption this spring. Lyndon German, VPM News.
Richmond City Council President Kristen Nye announced earlier this week that she will not seek re-election after her term ends in December. She's represented the 4th District since 2017. Nye, who turned 50 on Monday, previously served on the Richmond School Board starting in 2013.
You know, this has been a big part of my adult life, and I'm really proud of a lot of the work that I've done, but I also feel like there are different ways I could contribute to the Richmond community than being in public office.
The council president says she's learned a great deal from her colleagues on council, but wants to give a new candidate the opportunity to serve. Nye says she's not planning a run for office in the near term. Another candidate to be Richmond's next mayor was announced on Thursday. Harrison Rode, investor and founder of the nonprofit minority money lender Bridging Virginia, enters the race along with several other candidates. Rode says his background in running businesses with thousands of employees would help lead City Hall more effectively, but it's his experience with investing in communities that he hopes will sway voters.
I think I have the track record on the nonprofit community lending side to show that working across communities, attracting capital to places that have historically been underserved, it's a demonstration that I'll be able to bridge the many important communities and constituencies in all of Richmond.
If elected, it would be Rode's first time holding public office. Lawmakers in Virginia's House and Senate got rid of most of Governor Glenn Youngkin's tax agenda in budget amendments submitted this week, but they made relatively modest changes to his behavioral health agenda. Youngkin spoke to reporters about this on Tuesday.
The bills that are moving, while some of them speak directly into some of our initiatives, and others are good ideas from the General Assembly and from the budget submissions, I think we're heading in the right direction.
Youngkin said that there's a universal belief that changing the behavioral health system is critical. Lawmakers in the House and Senate have made amendments to the budget Governor Glenn Youngkin unveiled in December. Those amendments did not include additional money for the City of Richmond's combined sewer system projects, leaving only the $50 million that Youngkin originally proposed for fiscal year 2025. As VPM News previously reported, city officials have said that amount is not enough. When lawmakers discussed the budget in 2023, it appeared Richmond would be getting $100 million to modernize the sewer system. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.